4 days a week, when the final bell of the day sounds at Paramount School, three students report to the director's office. On the floor is what is known as the VEX field, a playing field for the robotics team. It's about the size of a large office desktop. Just as Larry Bird practiced shooting free throws in high school, these kids are tweaking their skills with their scorpion-like robot, using its big claw in the front to pick up bright blue buckyballs to strategically place them in the goals and corners of the field to rack up as many points as possible in 60 seconds. 13-year-old and 7th grader Jason Hernandez is the team captain. He says controllers for an Xbox and for the VEX robot are very similar, but different enough he was confusing them. So his teacher had a simple fix for that.
This Fraser grounded me from the Xbox because the Xbox has, like, more buttons than this one does.
And as fate would have it, Jason's VEX skills improved even more when his personal Xbox went on the fritz.
Karma got me too. My Xbox 360 broke, so I was better at driving the robot.
11-year-old 5th grader Sam Klaus says the team reworked the design of the scorpion-like bot since the state championships. They added a belt on top to more easily unload a buckyball in a goal, but kept the big claw on the front.
The claws are supposed to be able to hold the balls and try to pick it up and put it into the back where the chain is, and the chain is supposed to make it escalate it up so then they could go to the high goal or the low goal.
11-year-old 5th grader Latia Radford is more of a programmer. She honed her robotic skills with the school's Lego robotics team before she and Sam were asked to join the VEX team to fill a vacancy. She describes what they need to achieve in 60 seconds for a perfect run.
A perfect run will be to get all the big buckyballs and about 8 buckyballs in the goals and get some pushed into the corners.
School director Tommy Reddick says VEX IQ helps transform STEM learning for kids, science, technology, engineering, and math. He says students at Paramount have a tough time learning the theory, but he says just let them get their hands on the robots.
If you told students at the start of the year, I'm going to teach you how to program, they would have turned off their minds, they'd have shut down to us, it wouldn't have happened. But when you've got the robot as that hands-on tool, something that's, you know, they're manipulating constantly, they've got a remote control for it, it's like a video game, but they're also learning high levels of mathematics and engineering at the same time, well, you've got them engaged and hooked in a way that you're going to have a long-term impact.
The students developed a new style video STEM project for the World Championships after visiting the Honda plant in Greensburg.
Today's topic focuses on how math and robotic works together in auto manufacturing.
We are going to look at
on the final practice run of the day, Jason and Sam reached a new high score, frantically working buckyballs into the goals.
Oh my gosh, add that one up.
52.
That's 52. New record. First time in the 50s. Wow.
That was awesome.
Very cool. Very impressed.
The trip to the World Championships means an inaugural plane ride for each team member. They'll also top off the trip with a stop at Disneyland. For WFYI News, I'm Lee DeNoon.